Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
We're rolling for the Secret Show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Friday, November 18th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, Alex, Trigger Finger, McGillicuddy is also on the show. That guy, man. Woo! Learning, though. Grateful for you, bud. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
So this is our last Secret Show before the week of, we're taking a week off for Thanksgiving, and hopefully you guys have a great Thanksgiving. And if anything goes down, you know who to write it to. Jot it down, type it down in an email, and send it off to Bryn at RadioAlice.com. Can't wait. Vinny, you just did a story about like who you wish you couldn't invite to Thanksgiving, and it's all relatives. So we want to hear all your horror stories and, you know, how you're... Turkey was dry and the mashed potatoes were lumpy. Yeah, whatever. Whatever is on your mind. We're grateful for you and we'd like to hear from you. I actually have an email here. It's not super secret showy, but it's sweet. And it's and I'm thankful for this person, and so I thought I'd share it with you. She actually wrote it to Bryn, because Bryn at RadioAlice.com. Bryn! Hi, smiley face. My name's Sophia, and I've been listening to Sarah and Vinny since way, way, way back in the day. But this is my first time writing in. I've been meaning to for a while now because I grew up in Cloverdale. And every time I hear Sarah talk about it, I'm like, no way. Because let's be honest, it's tiny and most people have never heard of it. But today I had to write in because I'm so excited and proud, and I wanted to share with y'all my radio family. My dad and I have been working on a book together for the last 6 or 7 years. And it's finally been published.
Wow.
I know. It's called The Cloverdale Forager. And it's based on articles my dad wrote about his hunting, fishing, and gathering adventures for the local paper, The Cloverdale Reveille. Reveille?
Nice.
I don't know what the name of the paper is.
It's isn't Reveille the bugle horn?
It's I don't think it's song? Spelled like this, though. This is R-E-V-E-I-L-L-E. Reveille. Whatever. I don't know how you say it, but it's a Cloverdale paper.
R-E-V-E-I-L-E?
L-L-E.
L-L-E.
Reveille. The revealer. The Cloverdale Reveille. Reveille.
A signal sounded, especially on a bugle or drum, to wake personnel in the armed forces.
So that's how you spell Reveille?
Huh. That's it.
Imagine that. Maybe it's like the French spelling of it. A bunch of French people in Cloverdale? Who knew?
Huh, but the pronunciation that I looked up says to pronounce it like this.
Reveille.
The so Cloverdale Reveille.
Either way, you owe me $5.
I don't know.
That's right.
I don't feel like I do.
They can gift it
it's
to
all
her
about
her
the
birthday.
Feeling. It's all about the feeling. Yeah, he spent a lot of money yesterday. I'm not making him spend. He doesn't spend any more money. I'll Venmo you something. All right, so this is interesting. Like, the dad's a hunter and a fisherman and a forager, and he, you know, would write an article for this Cloverdale Reveille. And this happened throughout this lady Sophia's lifetime. This was her dad's thing. He wrote about his adventures. I saw a buck, and I don't know what the buck did to him. And I'm talking about someone's dad, so I don't want to say the buck came over and mounted him or anything. You know, I don't know what happened.
Proud and happy, and they're having a joyous moment, and now the dad just got butt fucked by a deer.
I didn't say it, Sophia. And also, your dad shouldn't listen to this podcast. Mm. Anyway, it was on his bucket list to have the articles published as a book, and he asked me to illustrate them, which I did. 40 pencil drawings total. And now it's done and available on Amazon. So I went and looked. I'm like, I got to see this. First of all, Cloverdale. Secondly, foraging. I have so many friends who are stupid foragers. They're always like, oh, I got these mushrooms. I'm like, I am not eating your poison mushrooms, people. is not happening. But good for you that you went and walked in the woods. That's lovely. Foraging. But people do it. Actually, do you remember a few years ago? It was a while ago, actually. Some lady, an Asian lady who was a experienced forager, she picked the wrong mushrooms. And I think her and like two other people in her family died. They were in the East Bay.
Oh.
Look that up. That happened. It's not, I mean, well, sometime in the last 25 years. It happened while I lived here.
I don't know that story, but of course that could happen. You're picking food that could, you know, out there in nature. It's maybe you do, maybe you don't know
mistakes.
Whether it's safe. I definitely, I have a friend who goes looking for mushrooms, so that's a totally different story. But when I lived in Eugene, I think they are poison berries. I'm not sure what kind of berries there are, but they grow naturally all over the place.
All right.
And when they're in bloom, you see people with buckets walking around picking them. Like they're just on the side. They're everywhere. And people forage for those things like crazy. And you see them eating them right off the, you know, one for me, one for
the
bucket.
Have you tried them? Are they good?
I never did it. No.
I feel like boysenberry is something that it's like a specific jelly or jam or like maybe they make muffins out of it or something. I don't know. Boysenberries.
It might not even be boysenberry. It could be loganberry. I'm not even sure, but let me see.
Are you sure it's not the blackberries? You know how those go crazy and you see hikers all whenever you're hiking around here, just people with purple lips and handfuls of blackberries.
Could be. Let me see. I'll look it up while you.
All right. So anyway, this book is called The Cloverdale Forager and it's on Amazon. And I was like, I went and looked and I'm like, I'm fucking buying this thing.
Nice.
Oh, like, Jesus.
Fucking buying.
I'm fucking buying this, bitch. So I bought it. It's, you know,
you are an idiot hole.
Thank you. Oh, that reminds me of my cousin Stephanie. God, she was so mad. I don't even remember what it's about. Oh, I know what it was about. My grandfather was torturing us. He says, what's the opposite of trivia? Just because I think he's just trying to get us to have a convo, right?
And he was like, convo, right.
I have $100 for who. So, of course, now the competitive Clarks are like trying to come up with the actual opposite of trivia. Which is... I don't even know what honestly, it started this huge fucking fight in our family. Like, it ruined Thanksgiving. It was a throwdown. Stephanie stormed out. I think we were like 14 years old. And she's all, you idiot holes. She runs out.
It looks like they're Marion berries.
Oh, Marion berries.
Have you heard of that? They look just like blackberries. I mean, just like them.
Oh. Maybe if they're grown wild, they're Marion berries. And if
you know how, so the blackberries or Marion berries, what I'm looking at now, they look like small bunches of grapes. They got little circle pieces that are all
bunched
together.
They're like a raspberry, but they're darker and much more distinct clusters.
Yeah. Yes. So anyway, they pick them right off the side of the road.
I have your information about the
We're really looking everything up. Oh, this is the forager lady.
From mushrooms, yeah. And you said it was like, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know? Do you want to try to guesstimate about what year it was?
11 years ago. It was, okay.
11 years ago would have been
2011,
all right. This is from 2004.
Oh my God.
her name was Yu Chin Lai, and she was from Alameda, I think, or Oakland Hills.
Okay.
And her and her friends from Taiwan, I guess, were foraging and found some caps, mushrooms, and tried them. And she died at 70.
Oh.
They say that dying of poison mushroom, was it a death cap? Is that what they're called?
Is it
Isn't it called a death cap? Those poison ones. They say it's so incredibly painful. There's nothing they can do to reverse it. And it just destroys your liver. So you're just from the inside out.
Oh.
You're just ruined, and it takes a long time.
It's called death cap.
It's a death cap. Yeah, and here's the thing. She was apparently a very experienced forager, and I get it. There's certain mushrooms you'd be like, okay, well, I don't mess with those because those could be the death cap, but these ones are fine. But I've had friends make dishes, and they're like, and I picked the mushrooms this morning. And I'm like, I appreciate that. And I get that you think that there's, it's safe and you're, you know, but I'm not doing it. I just can't. I just don't want to die like that. It sounds awful. Anyway. So anyway, this Cloverdale Forager, I bought the book, and I actually, because I know these foragers, I'm like, I'm going to gift this to a foraging friend I know.
Oh, I yeah. see.
After I look at it.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't expensive. It was like, I don't know, $10, and it was a paperback. So there you go. I just, and here it is. This is, Sophia, you and your dad, you're a listener for a long time. This is your Christmas present. We're doing a nice little plug for this book here. Mm-hmm. Your whole life you spent assembling this book, and you're an artist, and you're drawing these pictures. And
what's it called again?
It's called The Cloverdale Forager. And apparently, her dad runs in with a buck, and bad things happened.
Right, but Ben? Her dad is the Cloverdale Forager.
Yeah.
Good yep. for him.
Yeah. So she says, I just figured in the spirit of Cloverdale and SMB being such a huge part of my life, and since you guys share so much, I won't say too much, lol, with all of us, I felt the urge to share as well. I provided links, blah, blah, blah. Sarah, if you decide to move to Cloverdale, you've already got a drinking buddy and my dad. Oh, there you go.
Oh.
And for good measure, I showed up to a party last weekend and my friend Ben was wearing a Paddington 2 sweatshirt. I asked him about it and he said, have you seen it? And I said, I don't think so. And he said, best goddamn movie ever made. His friend cut
it is really good. It's really good, you guys. Really good.
Do I have to watch the first one to get it?
I would watch both. Yes, absolutely.
He said his friend custom made the sweatshirt for him because he's such a huge fan. Listen, Sophie, you should. Oh, Jesus. Look at that. There he's got a. He really does have a Paddington 2. Boy, that guy looks like a Cloverdale guy. Paddington 2 Marmalade. Is that a thing? Marmalade?
Yeah, that's what the bear eats. What are you, nuts?
What are you, nuts?
I've never watched Paddington. Anyway, she thought you'd get a kick out of that, Vin. So she.
I am. I do. I love it.
Very nice. Anyway, I think that's really sweet. I loved your letter, Sophia. Okay, let's look at one more.
All right.
Oh, there's okay. There's that drumstick.
Oh, yeah. I put that there because sometimes you reference it and like, oh, what is that about and how did he get into it?
We'll leave you guys with this one. You all like talking about pussy and stuff, so.
Oh, yeah. All right. Starving.
Dear Secret Show friends.
Don't make faces, Sarah.
What face? I'm just saying.
You made a face. We saw it.
Get it.
I saw the face.
Yeah, well, we saw it.
Shut up. You guys don't even.
No, we saw it.
Who can even see these tiny little faces up here? Come on. I love you all a ridiculous amount for never having met you. You've gotten me through some dark times, and I'm very grateful. I'm catching up on secret shows right now as well as staying up to date on the current releases. I feel compelled to offer some suggestions from an episode I just listened to from last April.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah.
Way behind.
Been a while, yeah. About 12 years ago, I met my now husband. He was more experienced in bed than I was when we met, so I started listening to The Secret Show to make sure I could keep up and keep him interested. Thanks to Vinny and what's his name, whose nickname was Horse, Icky, I naively rallied for the back door way before I should have. It's zero fun other than making my person crazy happy. To any of the ladies out there, it's fun for somebody, not for her. Let's see here. To any of the ladies out there feeling like they should add that to the menu for the sake of their partners, let me just say it's much harder to take things off the menu than it is to put them on. That having been said, he loves it. I'm not a fan, but he loves it, and I love him. I've now put him on a quarterly system, and that works for us. Starting the session with a butt plug makes it hurt less for me, and I wouldn't do it with anyone I didn't trust to respond carefully to my communication around pain level.
Oh.
I feel no responsibility to predict the safety of accessing that area. It's designed for one specific task.
Well, clearly she's doing it every quarterly, so it's not one specific
task.
Yeah,
and I would say quarterly is probably the ideal amount of butt fucking. Like, if you're looking at butt fucking as something, you know, on the menu as she's referred to it, I would say quarterly is about how often.
I feel like monthly is more of a.
I like monthly. I'm just saying quarterly no, seems
acceptable.
Like
yeah.
That's a fair that thing. Really yeah. feels like
it. Yeah.
Okay, it's for me. I understand we're not going to do it monthly or weekly or every time, Alex.
Alex. But
every time.
It's not every time.
50%. It's most times, though, isn't it?
What happened? What was the story again?
Yeah.
Answer the question. Answer.
I don't count. Yeah, but...
But if basically, you had to guess,
we already know that it's a good amount. So let's
if
just,
you
know,
had
we,
to put a percentage to it of the times you do it, how many times is anal in the picture? What would you say? A percentage number?
You know, we'll go with like 20%.
Oh, Larry says what?
I'm just messing around. Yeah, yeah. No, maybe like let's go 90.
90%? What the
damn, Daniel. I guess.
And she makes brigadeiros too? Oh.
And they look like little poops. Oh.
No, they did not.
Yeah, they did.
There's I mean, you know, she's awesome. That's why I married her. Yeah, I was definitely not she's looking awesome. For marriage. And, you know, we found.
And she showed the butthole.
She's awesome.
You know how, like, you have sex and sometimes you go, oh, wrong hole. And then you, like, switch it up because wrong hole. Do you ever, like, just kind of close your eyes, thrust forward and see what happens and just kind of go with that?
Yeah, he just falls into whatever hole.
You're talking about. Are you asking me? Or are you
I'm
just
asking you, Alex? Because
well,
most
I don't
of the
really.
Time,
I don't have that happen that much. I mean, you
because
know,
you're
I,
aiming.
Well, yeah, I tell you know the people that I'm with that you know what we're doing. I mean, you know, like pre wife. You know, I would.
You had
know.
A ton of ass sex before you had a wife who was putting that out. It's so normal now. We're
yeah,
just old
I mean,
people.
It was yeah, Finn, it is it's normal. Not, it's yeah. yeah. It's I was mm-hmm. yeah I mean
I never even heard about that when I was a kid.
I had yeah I've had women that were like yeah like you know do you want to do that and I'm like cool I didn't even have to ask yeah so
yeah the answer's a resounding yes.
Are you do that? I don't know maybe we've already asked this and if so I didn't hear it or I don't remember. Are you tossing salad too or you're not?
Yeah, I mean I not as much. I do, but I'm not as much. And the reason is because, like, I think I've tried
it's gross?
It.
Yeah.
No, I've tried it, and she's
poop. Is that?
She's yeah. not really that into it, but she has been. I should try it more. I'm gonna try it more because
give it a shot, Alex.
Yeah. yeah she yeah. I think because the last time I tried it, she was a little bit more, you know, like accepting of it. The first time I tried it with her, yeah, it was very. She was like, okay, this. You know, it's tickling. I don't know what's, you know, it's kind of.
All right,
yeah,
give us an update after you try.
I'll give you
that. If I could, just a quick aside, if it tastes like poop, you might want to have her shower. It shouldn't taste like poop, Sarah. Yeah.
Oh, I agree. I mean,
right.
Sex shouldn't taste like poop. I'm right. 100% with you.
Yeah, I've had.
So there's easy steps to avoid that.
I've had women say, like, yeah, maybe back off, you know.
I might fart right now. You
maybe,
wouldn't want
yeah.
that.
I just got done playing soccer, you know, yeah. so maybe.
Jesus. Oh, my God. He's like, I don't care. I love all the smells. Let me get my fucking
just,
face
yeah,
in
it's
there.
Like when you're just so horny. It's like, I don't even care about anything right now. Yeah, we're just going in. But I did back off because she warned me. I was like, okay, if she gave me a warning, then we should not do that.
This person who is a longtime listener, he has one final parting thought. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is, you know, people are always looking for a product to soothe things, I guess. She says, the sensitivity of my lady parts is legendary in some circles. To minimize razor rash, I can't recommend enough. Coochie Plus Shave Cream and Aftershave Spray. Package deal on Amazon, apparently. Boy, we're giving Amazon some plugs today, I guess.
Amazon's
O-F-O-C.
Choice.
She says, thanks for everything, you guys, except to give your man access to your butthole tip.
Mm. Bad advice. Yeah. Totally bad advice. Well,
absolutely bad
there
advice.
It is.
All right, listen,
here
guys.
Is the Coochie Plus shave cream.
Looks great. Okay. Coochie Plus. Let's enjoy that.
Okay.
Just grow that out. Don't even worry about it. Nothing wrong with a hairy pussy.
Yeah, that's true.
We like them all.
Yeah.
Big and small.
Big and small.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, you were saying you were trying to get
out of
here.
No, I was wrapping it up. I'm trying to go have a nice Thanksgiving and see my kid.
Me too.
Have a good one, you guys. Love
you
so much.
You think
so
he's asleep out there still, or?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
2 o'clock
this afternoon,
it's
maybe?
It's noon his time right now, okay. So I'm sure he's got another couple hours.
Oh boy.
He's all ours, right. Yeah. So all right, have a great
wonderful
week.
Birthday.
Oh, thank yes. you.
Happy birthday.
And everybody have a nice Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. See you next week.
Thank you. Oh, bye. No, that's not the end.